So the two main concepts of collaborative demand planning, one is the consensus-based and the other is the collaborative planning. So in consensus-based forecasting allows multiple functions in an organization to create their own plan and then come to an agreement on a consensus demand plan which drives the supply chain. So consensus normally means that everyone agrees to a plan. Collaborative planning links all the functions with the use of IT tools and advanced macros to formulate the business plan as a consensus demand plan. So in a consensus, we are using the human intelligence. We are using the input from multiple people, and this is used to then finalize the plan. In collaborative planning, we are using IT tool. So that means we are using the computing power of the system, and we integrate the visibility of the information right from point of sale, which is the retail, and up to the supplier. And we are using certain algorithms to actually work out what should be the demand plan. So if you find that you have low stock of a material, but there is a high stock of material at the distributor or at the retailer, then you know that you don't have to really react in a very fast way. And IT-enabled solution will be able to compute and look at the total scenario, and review this at a very, very fast rate. So this is the structure of a consensus-based forecasting. So where you have the demand planning team, which creates a statistical forecast. So the statistical forecast is mainly based on the historical sales. And we said that there are various statistical models, and the one which fits the best, which gives a very close correlation to the actual sales, we adopt that model. So we have a statistical forecast of what the sales will be in the coming month. And then we have the marketing team, which will make some adjustments. They will say, "No, no, I think this product will sell more this month because we are actually indulging in some promotions." The sales team will also make some changes or adjustments to the forecast based on any special efforts, any promotions that they are indulging in. The customer or the channel partners, so your distributors, your dealers, they will also be providing certain feedback. And then what you do is you are actually combining all four. So the statistical forecast, the input from the sales team, from the marketing team, and the channel partners is what is going to be used to finally arrive at a consensus of what your demand plan should be or what your plan should be for the month. The use of collaborative demand planning is seen primarily in distribution-oriented companies. So where you have a point of sale information which is available. When you have a B2B kind of a selling, that means I'm producing a product which I'm selling to an industrial consumer. So there you see lesser example of collaborative demand planning. It's not that it is not there. In fact, the classic example of collaborative demand planning is with the automobile industry in the JIT. So what we saw that the Kanban, which was in the initial years, driven by cards, Kanban cards, and which was a very, very manual system. Today, you have Kanban systems which are supported by the ERP. And here, what they ensure is that a product which is supplied, a component which is supplied, is consumed within hours of it being supplied. So that means, the just-in-time is you are not even holding, in certain cases, inventory which is for one day. You are operating with less than a day's inventory. And this is the best example of collaborative demand planning. Manufacturers and distributor companies rely on the collaborative supply chain to make their supply chain tight. Because what happens is, in such a scenario, everyone gains. Everyone benefits because of maintaining low inventory, which means your working capital is reduced, your costs are reduced. Collaborative supply chain planning. So similar to collaborative demand planning, the internet technology enhanced the supply planning side as well, with extension towards supplier collaboration. So we have already seen this in the planning collaboration and the inventory collaboration. So you have a visibility of the supplier's production plan as well as the inventory levels that he's holding. So in the collaborative supply planning process, the supplier is modeled in ERP as a location, and the ERP planning run includes the supplier location, giving both short and long-term visibility. So we talked about the MRP run, we talked about the immediate requirement for the current time fence, and also for the future. So in case he has to cover the material or the raw material for his product and with a longer lead time, he has adequate time to do this. And he is actually modeled in the ERP system as one of the functions. So it's purely a partnership concept where you are treating your supplier as a partner. It's as if you are treating him as one of your functions, internal functions. The supplier then can log on using the internet technology to view the planning data and make any changes based on their resource capacity and material availability constraints. So one thing, he can plan his production, or if there are any constraint, so we talked about the available to promise, etc. He can also indicate if he's not able to supply the material by a certain date, then by which date he will be able to supply the material. So your master production schedule can be reviewed and it can be amended to accommodate the availability of the component from the supplier. With the collaborative supply planning approach, companies streamline its procurement process and standardize its transactional data communication with the suppliers. A very self-explanatory kind of a statement. You are having a partnership, you are sharing all the information, and you don't need to actually have separate communication, etc. Because he's integrated with your ERP system, he can actually see relevant data of the components that he supplies, what are the stocks, etc., and also what are the plans which are there for him. Companies then would be communicating all its planning information via the web and exchange the purchasing and accounting documents, that is purchase order, advanced shipping notification, invoice, etc., electronically with the help of the ERP. So once you have this kind of transparency, even while discussing the EDI and various other solutions, the internet-based sourcing solution, we have discussed this about where a supplier can log on to the buyer's website and he can upload shipping information of material which has been shipped, even the documents, etc., can be uploaded. So here normally the system is a little more matured, and the buyer exactly, or the manufacturing unit exactly, knows when the material is going to be arriving and when it is going to be available. The overall goal of collaborative planning is to involve both internal and external business partners in reaching a consensus on demand and supply planning. So we have seen that internal partners is already part of the supply chain, but here even the external partners are covered in the collaboration. So you can see here, you have the supplier, so you have the production plan which is shared with the supplier, and the factory and the distribution centers, they are also sharing the information. The distribution centers and the customers or the retail. So all this information is transparently visible to the manufacturing unit. So they can plan the production in the most efficient way, and at the same time ensure that there is minimum inventory in the entire system. Demand forecasting is a traditional process of estimating the future demand, considering the past and current trends. business scenarios, competition, political scenarios, promotions, drive, etc. We have already seen this, that, you know, there could be seasonality, there could be political reasons, there could be commercial reasons. So like we said, automobile sale generally picks up, towards the end of the financial year, because many companies want to avail the benefit of depreciation, etc. We also said that, you know, many things, even bullion, you know, gold, silver, people will buy it during certain time of the year, which is considered to be auspicious during the festival times, etc. So all these things are actually considered at the time of, arriving at the demand plan or the forecasts. Supply planning consists of balancing unconstrained demand with the supply plan, taking into account supply chain constraints. So as we said, the supplier also may have certain constraints. So you are taking these also into account to ensure that your plans are aligned and you don't need to change the plan because of surprises. So using the ERP, most of the demand planning ERP modules can do the following. And what are those things that it can do? So it can create a sales forecast of any product or any customer hierarchy level. So this is a very widely used. You can create a statistical forecast for a given product, and I'm talking of a SKU, or it can even create a forecast for a customer hierarchy. So the system does is it actually looks at the sale to the customer, and this is particularly true when we are talking about this B2B sales, because in B2B sale you are selling directly to the customer and you are seeing a certain pattern even in the customer sales. So let us say the customer's product is seasonal in nature. There, by studying the customer product sales pattern, the statistical forecast will tell you what you will be selling in future. It can give you a kind of a simulation. Different time buckets like year, quarter, month, week, or a day can be used to simultaneously with the data views. So, because the forecasting horizon, it could be 1 week or, a month or a year, because the seasonality in some cases is visible over maybe a quarter or maybe visible over a year. Easy manipulation of data, because ERP allows you to, work with the what if analysis. It also allows you to simulate certain conditions that is possible. You can even play with the various statistical models. You can even build certain correlation parameters, so if you feel that the automobiles are going to sell during a particular period or a particular festival, then you can factor that into your system. Multiple statistical forecasting models are available. Better interactive planning for business planners and simulations are possible, which we already have talked. So now we come to statistical forecasting. Statistical forecasting is primarily performed using historical sales orders and forecasting models as input. So what we do is, actually it should be historical sales. So what we do is, let us say we have got the 3 year sale, right? And we will use different forecasting models on the historical data and try to predict the sales for the period which has gone by. So it could be for the last year data. We compare the forecast which is given by each of the model with the actual sales that we had done. And this way we would come to know which forecasting model gives us most accurate or the forecast with the least deviation. So in this scenario, the plan interactively runs statistical forecast models from the the planner interactively runs statistical forecast models from the demand planning tool to identify the best fit forecasting model. So the best fit will be one model which gives the minimum deviation. That means what has been statistically forecasted and what was the actual sale that you achieved during a certain period. The planner identifies the forecasting model he is comfortable with and then assigns the forecast model to the product to take care of in the next background forecasting job. So there could be various statistical models which are available in ERP system, and it is not that one model fits all. So for different group of products, you may have to use a different statistical model, and this has to be evaluated. So, you know, the planner will have to actually run this job and see for each of the product group, which is the model which is best suited. The instance of the planner identifying the forecasting model and assigning new forecast model to the product encompasses the interactive statistical forecasting process. So this is a exercise by itself, and this has to be constantly reviewed. Once the forecast based demand plan is developed, the supply planner starts working on the supply planning side. So once you have the statistical forecast, then you can use that forecast and you can start working on the planning, the supply planning part. And just wish to tell you that in my organization, initially when we started using the statistical forecast, people still insisted that they wanted to have the manual forecast. Okay, they were not very comfortable with the statistical forecast. So we started comparing what was the statistical forecast, and then we started also against that plotting what was the actual sale and what was the manual forecast which was given by the marketing and the sales. Surprisingly, we found the statistical forecast was more nearer to the actual sales that we achieved. So this is the power of statistical forecast. In many organizations, including mine, we generally do a study. So for high volume products which have a lot of variation in the sale, we still have a manual forecasting. But we also have a large number of products which have a very uniform or predictable kind of a sale, where the statistical forecast gives a much better forecast as compared to a manual forecast. And then of course there will be some products which are selling in very small volumes. So we divide the thing into products which need to be manually forecasted, products where we go strictly with the statistical forecast, and products which are make to order. So, you know, products which are not consistent, they come once in a while, and in terms of revenue, they are not that important. That means if you're looking at the ABC classification, they are the C class products. So those products are then relegated to make to order. So unless we receive the order, we will not make these products. And this is how we manage the forecasting. So coming to the summary, one of the key enablers of efficiencies and improvement across supply chain is to create and use collaborative planning, forecasting, and replenishment strategy. We have seen the benefit, how it benefits, and it benefits all the partners. So it's in the interest of all your functions and all the partners, because it's a win-win for all. Collaborative planning strategies allow aligning of multiple S&OP processes and jointly plan the supply chain activities to ensure that the joint business plan between organizations are respected while maintaining cost and minimizing the cost and maximizing the efficiency. So, you know, it could be that there is a supplying organization which is also, you know, as big as yours. So by collaboration, you are managing multiple S&OP processes, you're making a joint plan, and you're ensuring that all of you, respect the plan, you stick to the plan, and by doing that, you are going to benefit. That means both the supplier and the manufacturing unit, even your downstream distributors or retailers, they are going to benefit by minimizing the cost and having maximum efficiency in terms of transportation, logistics, handling, whatever you say. Collaboration requires a significant investment of time and resources. Each client has a different mission, organizational structure, targets, objectives, and so forth. There is no one-size-fits-all solution. Collaboration has to be adapted and tailor-made for each major customer. So even in terms of the IT solution, in terms of the communication network, the tying up of the systems, or providing an internet access or solution to the supplier, as well as having a similar tie-up with your retailer, this requires infrastructure. It requires ERP systems which are very, very mature, but the results are quite exciting. So this is the way forward. Thank you.